If you want the Texans to end up with one of the top tackles in the draft on Thursday, here's what you want. You want as many quarterbacks as possible to go high in this draft. Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, Drew Lock, and Daniel Jones. So when you watch and listen to the draft on Sports Radio 610 Thursday, that is the most important thing that you should be tracking for the first 15 to about 20 picks. Where do the quarterbacks go? This How many go?
Yeah, and you have to remember, too, always remember the Jaguars drafting of Blake Bortles, where not a person in the world projected that to happen. And I'm honestly, I don't think I'm exaggerating there. Was there a single major mock draft that had Blake Bortles going to the Jaguars? That was a huge surprise.
And before that draft 5 years ago, there were a lot of rumors late that Bortles was falling down late into the first round.
So now where you're hearing rumors that, hey, Dwayne Haskins is falling, you've got the Giants who should draft Dwayne Haskins, who apparently don't think that Eli Manning is ever going to stop being a quarterback, even though he did 3 years ago. You flat out don't know what's going to happen. You can't account for the fact that teams get desperate as hell. So there's a very good chance that a team that shouldn't take Drew Lock takes Drew Lock just because they're desperate. I don't think there's as good a chance that Daniel Jones gets drafted anywhere but in the first round.
Well,
I know Gil Brandt. Well, what did Gil Brandt say?
Gil Brandt, oh my God. All right, here's what Gil Brandt said about Daniel Jones. This is something that I am not making up. Gil Brandt said this about Daniel Jones. When you watch him and you go back 20 years and watch Peyton Manning, you're watching the same guy. Daniel Jones, if you don't know who he is the quarterback from Duke. I know everybody loves Gil Brandt. This is a horrible opinion. And Gil Brandt gives way too many horrible opinions, and nobody in the NFL media is willing to say it except for me.
Polite about it. Well, what do you... Okay, no, yes. You know what? No, we tried to get Gil Brandt on one time.
I know.
And we couldn't because he had blocked you on Twitter.
Yes.
Because you act like... You know what, Mike? Again, this is where your ageism creeps in. Like, you have no regard for respecting an elder's
What about
age.
My opinion on Hubie Brown? I love Hubie Brown.
Yeah, but if you didn't love Hubie Brown, you would bash him mercilessly. You don't even understand what I'm saying. I'm saying you don't accord them any extra respect given the fact that they're old. Like, they, where you should just say, all right, you know what? Grandpa doesn't quite get it all the details right anymore, but we back off a little bit. It's kind of like with Bill Polian.
Well,
like,
detail's fine. No, it's not like with Bill Polian.
In Bill Polian, when he was younger, I hated him too because he was a miserable man. Like, he took pot shots at people in a way that most GMs wouldn't take pot shots at people, and he kind of was just had an arrogance about him that I didn't like. As he ages, I don't give him any benefit of the doubt because he's the same guy he was when he was younger. With Gil Brandt, who's just a sweetheart of a human being, you got to account for the fact that the guy's 80-some years old.
That's fine. Right? Gil Brandt, 4 years ago, reported in December that Michigan was turned down by Duke coach David Cutcliffe, and this was a symbol of how Michigan had declined as a program. Problem, they weren't going after David Cutcliffe. They had been going after Jim Harbaugh for like 3 months at that point. That's not an opinion you're allowed to have or reporting you're allowed to have. You can't report something like, hey, by the way, Michigan was turned down by David Cutcliffe. A, why would they hire David Cutcliffe to begin with? They have no ties to David Cutcliffe. B, they had a guy who they were going to hire. You are not allowed to get that wrong.
So you've got a personal grudge against Gil Brandt because you got a report about Michigan wrong.
Yes,
as opposed to all the other things that Michigan has done
and
wrong. Like, why are you blaming Gil Brandt instead of everything that all the Michigan men have botched them for themselves?
But what I'm saying, though, is true. Like, that's terrible reporting.
But is there anybody out there that actually thinks that Daniel Jones is as good as Peyton Manning? No, there's nobody
saying that.
That's what Gil Brandt said, and he's wrong.
Yes, he's totally wrong.
Like, plus, not to mention that Daniel Jones, because he's playing for you know what else? Another thing he got wrong, and that was that he said he had a football scholarship to Princeton that he turned down. Like, no, they don't give scholarships at Princeton. But he did want to go play for David Cutcliffe. He walked on.
Peyton Manning.
So, but I think, like, as far as... And I still haven't seen the full quote from Gil Brandt, because I wonder if what he was saying was the way that Daniel Jones processes defenses, the way he reads defenses, because he's learned from David Cutcliffe, who's a quarterback guru, and Cutcliffe has worked with both Eli Manning and Peyton Manning.
He worked with the sons of an NFL quarterback.
That he looks like that.
I'm annoyed by Cutcliffe love.
Well, Peyton goes back to Cutcliffe every year in the offseason to, like, or he did when he was playing.
Is that where he gets his stuff? You know, the stuff. The stuff. Oh, I didn't say it, but.
That's where he grows his forehead. He went to go see Cutcliffe and he came back with 3 extra centimeters on his forehead.
Yeah. You know what? You'd never expect the head coach of a Duke's professional college sports team.
The whole thing about David Cutcliffe is, you know, he teaches really to, you call reading at the treetops when you're trying to figure out what the defense is. And also, that's where my wife gets her HGH and her other sauce.
It is the perfect place to go. Like, whether you're Coach K or you are David Cutcliffe, it's the best place to be a Duke coach and providing PEDs for your players, allegedly. But my big thing is, why the hell do these random quarterbacks that did nothing of consequence during college always rise up draft boards from February to April? Why? That's all I want to know.
In fairness,
they're quarterbacks.
Yes, they're quarterbacks.
It's like, it's really simple. Like, there are only so many of them out there. Yes. So, like, they drive up. They get overdrafted. Like, everybody, like, it's not a big secret.
And I can live with that.
Most of the time, teams figure they're probably overdrafting, but they're like, I gotta do something. I'm gonna get fired. We gotta, like, maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe this will be Joe Flacco.
Because there are Joe Flaccos.
At least Drew Brees did something. Like, but Drew
he was
Brees,
a great college quarterback.
Yeah,
and I can live with Daniel Jones because if you watch Daniel Jones play at Duke, he was a good player. He's tall. He has a good arm. He's got athleticism. And whenever you watch a guy like that play college football, you're watching him and thinking, okay, can this guy be an NFL quarterback? That's a totally valid question to have. But do not pee on me and tell me it's raining. Don't tell me that Daniel Jones is Peyton Manning, who is a legendary college quarterback. All right, back to the main point here. Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Monday. So Peter King is saying this morning that he's hearing Andre Dillard is the Texans, you know, top guy at the offensive tackle spot. Like, he is the guy that they want the most. If you want to end up with those guys, then these names are very important. Kyler Murray, I mean, he'll go number one or in the top four. Dwayne Haskins, Drew Locke, and Daniel Jones, especially those last two guys. I'm pretty confident Haskins, even though there are some rumblings about him, Dwayne Haskins will be a top 20 pick. Drew Locke, Daniel Jones, that one's a lot more uncertain. And every pick matters. Every single pick that moves Jonah Williams or Andre Dillard or Jawan Taylor down the board is very important. So it seems like the Miami Dolphins, the Washington Redskins, the Denver Broncos, who need quarterbacks moving forward, you got to watch out for those teams on Thursday because they can really help the Texans in helping their offensive line.
You get to the point where a team like the Redskins at 15, this is why the Redskins are critical. Because the Redskins need a quarterback. The Redskins would be really smart to draft the quarterback. Maybe they take a wide receiver, whatever it might be. But right there, that's the spot where after him, you start getting down into teams that need offensive linemen. You have the Panthers. You have the Vikings. You know, you have all these guys that could really use offensive linemen between 15 and 23. That's the spot. With the Redskins, because conversely, Mike, if those quarterbacks aren't off the board, and the Redskins are sitting there at 15, then all of a sudden maybe the Redskins become a trade partner or any of these other teams. Yeah, for the Texans to trade up.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that could happen.
15 is the spot, everybody. You want to at 15, that's when the action starts. I'll be surprised if they start moving before like 13 or 14 or so. Like around 13 or 14, because look, the Dolphins are at 13. They might very well take a tackle themselves. And so 14, 15 or so, that's where we need to start paying attention.
Yeah, my quick guide to this draft from a Texans standpoint is what you're watching for in the top 10, just hope that no offensive lineman is taken. Okay, just hope that none of these guys are taken. I think the highest.
Or if they are, centers and guards.
Centers and guards.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there are any centers and guards who I've seen projected going that high. But I'm talking the Jaguars, the Detroit Lions, the Buffalo Bills. If there's no offensive lineman taken in the top 10, then you should be feeling very good from a Texan standpoint because there's a real chance that at least one of them will get to 17 or 18 or 19 or 20 to where you can move up the board and secure the guy that you want.
I guess the only thing, if you look at like Cody Ford or some of these guys as guards instead of tackles, like the Texans would be drafting guys that can play tackle. So even if those guys go and a team says they're going to play guard, that's not quite the same as losing a guy off the board.
So just to recap this, if you want a top tackle, and I'm guessing almost everybody in the audience wants a top offensive tackle to the Texans, then you're rooting for as many quarterbacks as possible to go in the top 20 picks. Murray, Haskins, Drew Locke, and Daniel Jones. A lot of teams need quarterbacks, but they're kind of like in this in-between zone. the Redskins, the New York Giants, the Broncos, all these kind of teams.
Well, let me ask you, you think Gil Brandt's a moron for saying, and you don't give him any respect, you know, accounting for the fact that he's 90 years old.
Yes.
You're just going to flat out call him out like that. So you don't think that anybody else shares that opinion? Nobody else out there is going to say, hey, Daniel Jones over Kyler Murray because he looks like Peyton Manning.
I don't know about that, the Peyton Manning part. I can guarantee you there's nobody in the NFL who thinks that when they watch Daniel Jones, they're watching Peyton Manning from 20-plus years ago.
Yeah.
Not one. Guaranteed.
Maybe in his memory, though, maybe Gil Brandt's memory has, like, Peyton Manning is less than what he was. Well, the point he was making was that it's not like Peyton had a ridiculously strong arm or anything. It was more about his ball placement, his reading of defenses, his accuracy. It was all that other stuff, like all the really genuinely important stuff.
Have I been too harsh on Gil Brandt?
Yes, way too hard. Like, incredibly hard.
Not
like,
hard enough.
He's just an adorable older guy. Just, and you act like, you
gets
honestly.
Paid for crap
you act
takes.
Like,
nah.
You act like
Get
you're
lost,
competing with him at your dork Syracuse media school or something. Like, you're like battling for class rank. But he's just a gentle old man.
I don't think I'm an ageist, though, because shouldn't Gil Brandt be held to the same high standards that any other
he's
person?
He's making my money.
Yeah, that anybody.
That's mine.
Exactly. Shouldn't he be held to the same standards as anybody else?
No. Not really.
No?
He's just in a. He's in a
I think you're the ageist.
He's a position of elder statesman. He's like.
Seth is the ageist.
He's
folks.
Not
Seth,
out there like.
Giant Cowboys apologist.
He's not a hot take machine. He's not up there. He's not like in Colin Coward's
seat. I can
or
appreciate
something.
That.
He's just given his opinion based on. And he's like very rarely harsh on anybody. Like Casserly's getting up there in years, but when he's going out and like lambasting people and being really harsh, then yeah, that's open game. That's fair game. Gil Brandt, I don't know if I. Does he ever say anything negative about anybody? He just kind of rolls
Not
out
usually.
And talks about how awesome various people are. You just got to take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, he just compared Peyton Manning to a Duke quarterback. That's pretty negative.
That's true. He's bashing Peyton Manning, if anything. Yeah. That's a good point.